Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
So, strap yourselves in. This is the Manchester United full-time Devils takeover. Normally a Manchester City show, but they've been brushed to one side, and we're here for another hour bringing you Manchester United chat. This is a rarity, as Manchester United have sacked their manager, Jose Mourinho. He is the only third manager since Sir Alex Ferguson has left. You had David Moyes, you had Lou Van Gaal, and now Jose Mourinho has fallen. Happened in the early hours of this, about 9 o'clock, the news started breaking around the world. Then Manchester United put out an official statement on Twitter, and we are here to react with you, and we want you to get involved. This show is more about you letting your opinions known than it is about us in this studio. 0345 111 7625. I want to get through as many of the callers as we can today. Let's get you in now. If you've never called before, it's your first time to come and have your say on XS Manchester and a full-time Devils takeover. With me for the next hour is Webby. Hello, Webby. You good?
Yeah, not bad, Joe.
And Gary Drinkwater, Gaz, Radio Gaz. Gaz's been working flat out today. A day like today, Gaz, it's just non-stop in it.
It has been non-stop, mate.
Tell us what happened to the news broke, Gaz. Obviously you had a nice little lie-in and know that, but then since then, well, what was your initial reactions when you woke up to the news that Jose Mourinho was sacked?
It was weird, mate. It feels like for the first, 3 hours since I got out of bed, which was literally woken up by the Jose news, I was just, trying to sort of form the opinion in my own brain, because I don't think anyone saw it coming today. I think we all knew that he wasn't going to be United manager next season, but no one thought it was going to happen today. And you know what? It's not a reason to be happy and excited when you sack a manager, for me, because it ultimately means you've failed in what you were trying to do as a football club. But it says a lot that we've got rid of him now, because it sort of suggests some semblance of football knowledge and some semblance of planning from the board, that we've not waited until it's mathematically impossible to get top four, or waited until we've been knocked out of the Champions League.
And I know you're happy with the fact that we're not going to sign a permanent manager right now. We're going to sign one. Caretaker manager will take over to the end of the season. Where were your thoughts when you got heard of the news? Jose Mourinho's sacked, mate.
Yeah, well, for me, he should have went Sunday after the match, because that was probably one of the worst performances I've seen a Manchester United team put up at Anfield. No passion, no spirit, no nothing, no tactics, you know. And Liverpool were there. I've been to Anfield myself and seeing us play against better Liverpool teams and beat them, you know, so it was very disappointing, the performance and result on Sunday. Very shocked he's gone this morning, you know. Obviously, I thought they were going to keep him, so things got really, really bad, you know. So, just a shock, really, but it was on the cards, and we wait to see who they bring in now. We're waiting for a statement from the club. We all know, thinking it's going to be interim. But the man has got to put a bit of passion back into the club, you know.
Yeah.
Make it Manchester United Football Club again and excite people.
We've got Jamie Jackson on the line from The Guardian. Jamie looks after Manchester United, always across this. Jamie, a day like today is when you really get your money's worth as a journalist. What was it like this morning? And can you tell any United fans listening now, have we got any more updates about the new caretaker manager?
Well, what it was like this morning was kind of what it was like when Moyes went, when Ferguson sort of, you know, stepped down, and when Van Gaal did. So, this is the third permanent manager to go since Ferguson went, plus obviously had gigs for four games. So you sort of get used to the kind of hecticness of it. With regards to successor, yeah, they want Solskjaer. They would be disappointed, this is the club I'm talking about, if it wasn't Solskjaer. They're hoping possibly to announce kind of, you know, this evening. It could be now as we speak, it could be 2 hours, or if not tomorrow morning. But if that doesn't come off, then they'll have to look elsewhere around. There is some stuff around about Mike Phelan, possibly being his number two. But I haven't been able to establish that yet. But I'm not saying it's not correct. I'm just saying where I'm at with that particular line of inquiry. And then looking to the permanent successor, Pochettino, I think, yeah, he is, if not the number one, he's got to be the number one choice. They like everything about him, you name it, they like him, you know, all the things kind of Mourinho wasn't. I mean, you know, one of the things that was told to me today was they were disappointed with the way he's developed or manages the younger players. No names were named, but you can sort of look at Rashford, for example. They didn't like the atmosphere he created around the club. You know, it wasn't particularly a happy place to be around. You know, I'm in there most weeks at press conferences. I'm only seeing a snapshot of it, but believe you me, you know, what you might pick up on MUTV or through our report sometimes was a fair reflection, I think. And they, you know, so all that sort of stuff, Pochettino is the antithesis of it. He loves young players. You know, look at what he's done at Spurs on nothing, no budget. You know, he's a young manager. It's an interesting one for me, this, so Pochettino, because if it's a big if, don't get me wrong. If they were to be able to get him out of Spurs, you're looking at 40 to 50 million pound compensation package, because he's just signed a new contract. And then then it becomes, well, you might not say it, but I would look upon it as a punt on not an untested manager, but a manager who's never won anything. Now, you know, he might go to United and tear the place up if it was him, and I'd like to see that. You know, you want everyone to be successful. But what I'm trying to say is, given all the difficulties, all the managers that have been through the door and not been successful, how United want, you know, proper title contenders, then it'd be another gamble. But I think, if you ask me, do I think it's the right way to go, Pochettino, I'd say yes.
Jamie, can you just obviously, the last three managers we've got, obviously, we've not paid any compensation. Obviously, Moyes, Van Gaal and Mourinho. I think it's about time we spent some of that money, because there's money there to be spent. It's just our owners don't like spending it. You know, so he's the best about. I know he's not won anything. I just think the style of football, what Tottenham play, I think us fans at Manchester United deserve that, because what we've witnessed since Ferguson's left, it's been absolute jaws, and you see it all the time.
Yeah.
And we're not the only one. And it's hard, Jamie, you know, and it's hard to be. I look at that match last night. I don't know if you went to it, the youth team match. It was the best match I've seen in 4 years. You know, young right, kids there attacking football the Manchester United way. It was great to see.
I mean, I think I've said before on this show, I'm not a United fan, just to record, I'm not City. I'm like a lapsed Forest fan, so I do look at it neutrally. But what I would actually say was, I think what's cost Mourinho here is basically what you've just identified there. So let's say you're in exactly the same position now, 11 points off four, but, you know, he's a breezy guy, the players are happy, they're giving it a go, they're losing 3-2 or they're winning 4-3, and you know what I mean? It's interesting. I think he'd still be in place.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Jamie.
It's the lack of swashbuckling. Look, we are Manchester
lack
United.
Lack of fight.
Yeah, just entertainment.
So what do you think United want from this manager, this caretaker manager? What would be their goals for the end of the season?
Yeah, well, very put a smile back on the faces of everyone. This is the employees, the players, the fans, like Webby there, you know, yourselves, whoever it is, everyone I meet who's a United fan, they haven't really got a good word to say about Mourinho's kind of, you know, persona, his mood. But then they would hope, although it's a bit of a big hope, but why not give it a go to try and bridge those 11 points to fourth place? You're still in the Champions League, give that a crack, maybe get through to the quarter final, and, you know, give the FA Cup a good go. Solskjaer's an interesting case because he's still employed. You know, he's got a job at Molde. They finished, Norway have finished their season because of the weather over there. It goes from basically March to November. So in that regard, that's the season's over. But I don't imagine or I'd be surprised if he was to retain his Molde job and still be United manager. Unless, you know, if you look at other permanent replacements, you look at someone like Zidane. Now, he's done a bit of a Guardiola, hasn't he, in terms of wanting some time off. Because what I'm getting at is, if he was keen to get back into management now, why, and they wanted him and he wanted to go there, why would they bother with a caretaker? So that might be the reason why there is a caretaker, because they're waiting for him. I'm not saying it is him.
Could be that.
You know, him and Pochettino are definitely two sort of favourites. And you look at someone like Conte, but I don't think he fits into this swashbuckling football idea that I'm talking about. So I don't think he's really in the frame.
Jamie, thank you very much for giving us that insight. And thank you for taking your time out for Full Time Devils and giving that sort of clear, not clear at the minute, but that sort of insight into where we are now as Manchester United fans.
Interesting.
I've got to give us a call, and one is Scottish Stuart. Hello, Stuart.
Are you okay there, boys?
Hi, very Stuart. Well, Stuart. Okay, Stuart, we had a clip of you today. We were listening back to some of the shows, and you predicted this very scenario, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I said Liverpool because the club's, that's his benchmark. I knew, if you know, that's too much. When you go against them and you get totally outclassed the way we did and outplayed, they can't have that Manchester United football. That's what's done it for them. That Liverpool game, I knew the hand man had come for him. However, Sir Alex has had a bit of a say on that. We don't know. Maybe he has done well. I guess we'll never know. We'll come out in a book one day, boys. When Jose brings a book out, we'll find out what's really going on. But, you know, it's a tricky one. I'm not going to feel too sorry for him because obviously he's got a £22 million payout, which is not a bad Christmas bonus, is it?
No, it's not. What do you want from the next manager then, Stuart?
Well, I think we need to appoint a director of football first.
Yeah.
I'm also of the opinion, before I'll quickly make two quick points and I'll get off the line. I'm also of the opinion, whoever the chairman was who appointed the manager who failed, he should go as well. The chairman, whoever, but it never happens in football. But I'm of the opinion the chairman who appoints the manager who fails, it was his appointment, he should go as well.
Stuart, I totally agree. And something that I've been saying today is that, like, United fans, maybe there's an air of celebration, mm-hmm. and I don't think it really is celebrating the fact a manager's got sacked. We'd be celebrating twice as much if it was the board or Ed Woodward that were getting sacked. In my opinion, I think that Jose Mourinho is just one of the many problems that we have at Manchester United at the moment. However, if we can bring a director of football in, someone to actually make the footballing decisions, and someone who's actually going to stand up to his employers as well, stand up to his bosses and say, actually, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Look what I've done. You know, we do things my way. If I want to sign this player, we sign this player. If I, you know, I would love a director of football to come in with Pochettino as well, because the two arguments against Pochettino at Manchester United are that he's not won anything. For me, I just think that the last two managers that we brought in were obviously called serial winners. Almost the people saying the opposite of what they're saying about Pochettino. So I'm not really too interested in that. He's done very good at Spurs with what he's done at the moment. And some people have said, we've not actually seen him with a budget. We don't know what he can do with a budget if he's got millions of pounds like he would at Man United. That's why you get the director of football in.
Indeed. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind of a show at the start of the show, but we still want to get your calls in nice and early because we're
Stuart,
here for another.
Stuart's gone.
Oh, sorry, Stuart. Thank you very much, Stuart.
All the best. We don't speak to you before, Paul.
Make sure you give us a call 0345 111 7625, because we want you on this show, we want you on this show ASAP. But if you can't get to a phone, Gaz, we're reading out all the comments throughout the show. What are they saying, mate?
I'm on it. There's one comment that Webby, I think, wants me to read out. It's one that just says, it's from Amal Saini, who says, Webby for manager.
What would be the first thing you did, Webby?
You can't say it. It's before 10 o'clock.
What else are people saying, guys?
A lot of people saying that that Pochettino should come in. Tommy here with a controversial opinion, and he must be on a wind-up, I think. Wenger for interim manager.
Wenger, you heard the name of Wenger called around. Would you ever see that possibility, Webby?
I would have done 6 or 7 years ago. I would have bit your hand off to take him. Obviously, the teams he played at Arsenal, but he proved that the last year. His buys were bad. His players wasn't playing for him. And I think the right time for Arsene Wenger was he got out of football and he enjoyed the rest of his life, you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, he'd be a great manager. He was our greatest rival manager for years, you know, and he made some great teams, but no, thank you. But I'm just going about this Solskjaer. Obviously, all Reds love Ole, you know, what he done for us, but you got to remember, he didn't do much for Cardiff. I know he's going to be having better players. You know, whoever comes into that club, they're coming into a rotten club from top to bottom, and it's a massive, massive job.
Do you think it's a massive job for 6 months?
Well, it is a big job for 6 months, because that is... You've got to play every single team in the Premier League still.
I think a week in football is a massive job.
Look how Giggs did in 4 games.
Yeah, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter, though.
Yeah, but this kind of matters now.
Why?
Because we've got half a season to go.
We've got to
still get relegated.
Leave it, Joe. We've got to put the smile back on the faces.
Yeah.
Like Jamie said, of the players, the staff, the supporters more than anything, you know. So we've got to be entertained, guys. We've got to get entertained. We deserve to be entertained. We pay our money. We have been entertained for years. We have been spoiled. Look at the great teams Fergie built, you know. We were so glad to see them. It's about time, you know. We've sick of got games over here. Chris will tell you, and Adam, coming out of Old Trafford, 0-0 with 38 crosses, but we nearly scored 3 goals, but it was 0-0. You know, I want to be entertained. You know, I'm not saying win every game. You don't have to win every game. But like James said, we attack teams. We win 4-3 or get beat 3-2. And you come out, whether it's home or away, but we need something sorted. And you're not on United Twitter yet.
We are going to go through to Mash. Hello, Mash. You good, mate?
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. Your full-time Devils takeover. What's your opinion on everything that's gone today?
Frankly speaking, I'm not surprised that Mourinho's gone. I think he was putting his nose in the coffin himself when he was in his pre-season. And frankly speaking, ever since they went downhill after that.
United don't move the job. Sorry, carry on, Mash. Oh, sorry, I got a phone call. I just made a joke about United asking me to be a new manager. Mash, carry on.
Yeah, I saw Gazan Abdullah's show earlier today. You know, I'm not too... I don't think the players are going to just turn it on. I saw both of them put Pogba in their teams, etc. I don't think Pogba's played that well this season. I don't think he's had a good game pretty much all season. And I really liked Gaz's analogy of him and Jones a couple of weeks back. I thought that was spot on. And I thought that...
No one else did, mate. No one else did. Basically, it was a kind of abstract analogy where I was comparing Paul Pogba to Phil Jones in the fact that instinctively they're actually quite good footballers. So for example, Phil Jones, if he doesn't have anything to think about, like if it's a cross coming in or a last ditch challenge that he doesn't have any time to think about, he's purely acting on instincts, he will go through that man. He will clear that ball. He will look a quality defender. As soon as he gets a little bit of time, 2 seconds, to have to think about what he's about to do, he'll change his mind about 7 times and make the wrong decision. Yes. Paul Pogba does something actually quite similar going forward, I think, where if there's only one option for him on, it doesn't matter what the option is, whether it's an almost impossible long ball to the wings, whether it's the perfect through ball to the striker, he'll play it because he can. But when he gets the ball and he's got about 7 options on, that's when he doesn't know what to do. And he stops and he changes his mind. He goes that way.
I was there when he took corners at Loftus Road. The greatest moment of my life.
Unbelievable. Dominic, thank you very much, Mash, by the way, for the lovely call. Dominic, what do you want to see as the caretaker manager to the end of the season?
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
I wanted to say that, first of all,
this thing chosen Mourinho for what he did.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy for that. But in the end, yeah, his football was not what we wanted to see. But honestly, in my opinion, I honestly believe that Pochettino is not the perfect fit for us. I believe that Laurent Blanc is the guy who should be taking for us forward.
Laurent Blanc permanent? Do you want Blanc to get the job permanent?
Yeah, permanently. Because I was looking at his track record, right? If you compare him to like Pochettino, Zidane or anything like that, he is more established. Not to mention the fact that he's also played for us as well, you know, and winning the league as well. I honestly believe he's a perfect person for us. His youth development skills are amazing. Look at Marquinhos, Verratti. He even resurrected Di Maria after what happened with him with Van Gaal at United. I honestly believe he is the perfect person for us. Okay. Not to mention his style of football as well. It's actually very similar to Pep Guardiola.
And you guys know about that. That's interesting as well that you've pointed out specific players there, like players that we know are quality but have maybe gone through sticky parts of their career, but then when Blanc's managed them, he's managed to get a little bit extra out of them. We've got a lot of players like that in the team where I think that we've got so many players that on their day are world class. It's just very rarely been their day. We need a good manager in to get out of them.
Dominic, thank you very much for your call. Lee, we'll go to you, mate. Who do you want to see as the next Manchester United manager?
Hello there, you're up.
Yeah, very good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, for me, I don't really see any much shock more than Pochettino. I just basically think next summer, well, hopefully it isn't, because if you look at Tottenham, look what he's done with players that have been decent players. He's made them even better, like Ben Davis. He improved Kyle Walker. Trippier as well, as quite a decent man, Ali as well. And he has done it on nearly a small budget, if you look at the net spend. I would say, though, I really do not see why we're looking at Solskjaer for the caretaker. I just don't get it.
I can just ask you something here, mate. The thing is, the caretaker job, it's only 6 months. They know they're only going to be there 6 months. They have nothing to lose. I don't understand what the issue is.
If you look at that, obviously, he's got a thing about Solskjaer. I'm a bit... Great player for us, legend, not a problem. But I'm thinking, is he with players like Iddink? You know, he'll come in and get the job straight away with a proven record,
I agree.
That's what we need, someone proven. Now, don't get me wrong, Solskjaer's won the league in Norway, but I could win the league in Norway.
Right, well, do you think... All right, then.
I'm... struggling to see why we would sack Jose Mourinho and bring in a manager who relegated Cardiff.
Do you think that is another manager who we could who we could bring in now who would be happy to take the job for 6 months that would get us top four?
Are you telling me that yesterday? Are you telling me that? Are you telling me yesterday you would have picked Solskjaer up?
What, for 6 months?
If I said
absolutely, totally, it'll
no, you
improve the vibe.
Would it be in your name?
Yeah, of course it will. It will massively improve the vibe of Old Trafford. Everyone will actually be happy to go and watch the team.
Oh, but
we're going to
be 4-0 and now we're Cardiff in the Championship.
Mate, it's 6 months. We don't have anything
to lose.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, go on then. Coming in.
Right, well, I need another name then. I need another name who is available.
Lauren Blanc.
Right, well, Lauren Blanc's probably the only other one.
Do you know what? Lauren Blanc, come on, mate. You've got to look at his track record in the Premier League. Do you know what? Well, I don't know.
No, mate, it's all about bringing the vibe. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you this. 76.
That's what he has on his Tinder bio. 76,000
fans at Old Trafford will be a lot more enthused to see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer walk the team out than Lauren Blanc. And people will say now there's more to football than just how the crowd feel about a manager. Of course there is, but he's not getting the job permanent.
Right, we are going to have to go for a little break at 0345 111 7625. Get your calls in now. Thank you very much, Lee. Get your calls in now because we've only got about 40 minutes. I've got a question for you. Who had a better win percentage at Old Trafford? Was it Louis van Gaal or was it Jose Mourinho? You can't answer now. Answer in the comment sections now, and we'll be right back after this.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
Welcome back to the Full Time Devils Takeover, the special show today. Normally you would hear the voices of a City show, but we have taken over because of the big news this morning. Jose Mourinho has been sacked by Manchester United. There's so many things we want you to get involved in tonight. We obviously want you to call 0345 111 7625. We want to know who your caretaker manager would be to the end of season, who your main replacement would be for the next Manchester United manager. And maybe let's get a bit of positivity on Jose Mourinho's time at United. What was the highlight for you, his time in charge of the Reds? So if you have a little highlight, put it in the comments section. Gaz is reading the comments all the time, and we want to speak to you as much as you as possible.
Do you want my highlight, Joe?
Go on, get your highlight.
My highlight was Stockholm to give us a full board, you know, of every trophy ever won, and I'll always thank Jose for that.
Yeah.
He brought some good times, not too many, but wish him all the best in his future.
We had a question before the break, which was who had a better win percentage at Old Trafford, Louis van Gaal or Jose Mourinho? What did you go for, Gaz?
Sorry, mate, I was just reading some breaking news, but I'll get that to you in a sec. Once I can confirm whether it's true or not. I'll go for Louis.
I can tell you Louis van Gaal was correct. It was 66% to Mourinho's 65.2%. Gaz is going to look at if his sources are right or not.
I've just had something here on Twitter from Chris Winterburn, who is a staff writer for Marca in English, and he says Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is likely to be appointed as Manchester United's interim head coach later today. Mike feeling likely to work with him as an assistant alongside Michael Carrick and Kieran McKenna, it would seem. Crucially, Solskjaer worked closely with Pogba in the reserve team. I'm not sure why that's crucial.
We'll go to a man on the phone. So whatever you thought about today's events, it was something you had to make a decision of as a United fan back when Mourinho was actually signed. We got Sam on the phone. Lovely Sam Smart, obviously.
Dad.
Webby's dad. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Joe.
How are you doing, Sam? Lovely to hear from you.
I'm true at last. I can't be any happier.
Really? Are you absolutely over the moon, Sam?
I am actually over the moon. I'm not over the moon about the state the club's in, but I'm actually over the moon that the idiot has finally gone. All that needs to happen now is to take underperforming players with him. Some people say that if Fergie was still at the club now, he'd make them winners. He probably would make them better, but he wouldn't make them winners. They're not playing for the shirt. They're not playing for the club. It's all about themselves. And that's wrong.
Sam, when you woke up and heard the news this morning then, did you believe when United signed Jose, he was going to become good for United?
No. No, anybody. Yeah. That's Webby there.
Yeah, no, he's right. He never wanted him, Sam. Never wanted him.
Anybody will tell you. I still say now the same person I said 3 years ago, which is Simeone. But all you get is, well, he's worse. He's worse than Mourinho. Can anybody be actually worse than what we've just put up with for the last 2.5 years?
I wouldn't.
Like
I wouldn't
you just said to Webby, the highlight was Stockholm. Yeah. That was a highlight. There's nothing else. Yes, the odd away trip where the away fans have gone, Matt. But there's nothing else. There's no highlights at all.
3 years just sort of
you
disappeared.
You should be talking highlights like every other week. There should be a big highlight in Manchester United Football Club, but it's not been
well,
there.
I'll tell you what, I'll say this. There's more individual highlights from Louis van Gaal's time here than Jose Mourinho's.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sam, I want you just to let us know about caretaker manager. Who would it be?
Right, well, I'm straight away, I'm against all this sentimentality stuff about keeping it within the club. I mean, some people have said, Roy Keane, get Roy Keane in there to knock Pogba out. We're not in for things like that. You know, we're not becoming a laughing stock. We already are a laughing stock. The only light at the end of the tunnel is we won't be a laughing stock for 35 years like them round the corner was. That's the only thing we've got going for us. As for the caretaker manager, you can give it to McKenna, you can give it to Kennett, you can give it to Ollie, you can give it to anyone who was part of the club. That is not the answer. The answer is from top to bottom, rip it up and start again. It'll take us a decade. Them lot up the road, up the East Lancs, they went through the same thing. God's sake, please don't give us Roy Hodgson.
Can you imagine?
I heard Sky today about Gareth Southgate, how he would turn us down.
Oh, Gareth Southgate. No. Well, Sam, thank you very much for your call. Sorry, you've got to try and get to loads more calls, but really wanted to have you on today. Speaking a bit of maybe a bit of sense there. We are going to go to Sejar, who's on the line. Hello, Sejar.
Yes, hello.
How you doing, mate? You good? You through to okay. Full-time Devils?
Yeah, I'm good.
Have your say, mate.
Yeah, I think we should get Jardim. Personally, here's the reason.
Full-time or caretaker to the end of the season?
Just for 6 months, test him out, see how he does. And then if he does extremely well, if he plays attacking football, if he does extremely well, we can give him another extension. But he beat PSG to the league. He went to the Champions League semi-final and the final of the domestic cup. I think he should be a serious contender for the next 6 months.
That's a good call.
Yeah, it's a good call, but I think the only thing I worry about is the idea of us bringing in a manager for 6 months and seeing how he does. Because I think during that 6 months, we should be actually going out and looking for another manager, interviewing managers, finding out what the philosophy is.
If you get this bloke in for 6 months, we're looking at Pochettino and he does a great job. You're thinking, hang on a minute, do we keep him? We've put 40, 50 million aside of compensation, you know what I mean? But looking at it, let's get Pochettino in. Spurs aren't going to like it. It's not going to be nice.
The Spurs fans watching now are not going to like that.
You know what I mean? We've seen it with Berbatov and all that, and Michael Carrick when we signed him, how hard of a man he is for business. But then again, It's a poison club at the moment. Let's have it right. He's going to want to come in. It's the biggest club in the world.
Yeah.
But look at what he's got at Tottenham. He's got this new stadium, decent football. They're probably going to win the Champions League next year. Mm-hmm. But you come to Manchester United, what is it? Joe Jordan.
You could be the saviour of Manchester United.
99% exactly. of football players and managers want to join Manchester United. They were 1% of liars.
Yeah. I just want you to get your calls in now. 0345 117 625. Get them in now.
Just say fair play to all the Spurs fans online saying, oh, we've just built a new stadium. We're doing really well. He won't want to go to you lot. He's like, yes, he will, lads. Yes,
before
will.
We go to Danny, is there any comments on there, guys?
Let's see what people are saying. There's just one big one that says Mark Hughes.
Okay, let's go to Danny. Hello, Danny, mate.
Hi, how are you? You all right, boy?
I'm very good, Danny. Lovely to get you on there today, Danny. Come and have your say. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I think I wasn't expecting it this morning. I wasn't expecting it soon after the Liverpool defeat. I was expecting him to go through the festive period. Yeah. But, I mean, what's done's done now. I mean, the club needs to move forward. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is being tooted for the job, as Gaz has just confirmed, through his reliable sources. But
Twitter.
I mean, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's United through and through. He's been through, you know, Alex Ferguson, the attacking football. He knows what Manchester United is about. Mike feeling the same. He's been there through Sir Alex Ferguson. This 6 months is a stability period for Manchester United. I mean, the league title's gone. We can see that we're too far behind. But obviously, this next 6 months, if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you know, exceeds expectations, you know what? Why not give him the full-time job? There's talks of saying that, oh, he's at Molde and that he's going to leave a permanent job for a temporary job. But if he does well in the 6 months, I mean, why not just go for him? I mean, he's a United through and through, so no, he knows what the club's about.
No disrespect to Molde, but if you get a chance to manage Manchester United for one day, 4 years at Molde, you check it off.
I don't know about that.
I know what you're saying, like, but we spoke about on the show the other week about what that mob did up from Bezic, you know. They announced that Guardiola was coming in before they sacked whatever he was called. They done it right. They give him like eight, nine months for him to get his players in. And like, you look at his first season, then obviously we spoke about him not backing Mourinho this season. First season of Pep, they didn't win a bowl of soup. He's gone in. I want four new defenders and a keeper. He got the dough.
Exactly.
No maver.
Danny, thank you very much for your call, by the way.
We should have it decided, final, in writing, who our next manager is going to be at the end of March or something like that, in March. And then this next 6 months has to be actually going out and finding that manager. That's why the man that comes in, this is what I mean when people are saying, oh, why would you want Solskjaer? He's at Molde, why would you want Solskjaer? And it's like, yeah, but we need to understand. It's a comment here from Joseph. He says, big name managers will find it insulting to come in as an interim manager. Yeah, coming in as an interim manager for 6 months, you could even say is below Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, because he is a serious manager. He managed at Molde, obviously, there were lower level, but he's essentially turning down a full-time job for a part-time one. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. We're going to go to Adnan on line two. Hello, mate.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, very, very, very good. With Gaz and Webby. And you called in like you should do now, 0345 111 7625. What do you want to say, mate?
Just can focus and get everything sorted out. My first thing is, for the next 6 months, what the caretaker manager has to do is rebuild the confidence of the players. Sanchez, Pogba, let's get them playing again. Let's get them attacking again. Let's get them back up like how they were before, you know? I want to see that Pogba use. I want to see that Arsenal, Sanchez back at our club and doing bits and stuff like that. So that's what my thing is. Also, I wouldn't mind Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as the caretaker manager. He knows the club. He knows the attacking philosophy of the club and what's expected, and maybe he can bring that back.
Adam, thank you very much for your call. Let's just talk about that. He doesn't want Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Is anyone on the comments saying that they want Ole?
Yeah, I mean, he said he wanted Ole then, and there's a few people, you know, sort of agreeing with it. There's a few people a little bit confused, I think, about Ole and saying, you know, we don't want to bring him in. He's nowhere near the level. And I think people are misunderstanding the fact that it is just a caretaker role. And this is what I mean. When we bring someone in, we need to make sure that they're aware that it doesn't matter how well they do. Unless they do something unbelievable, they're not going to get the job after it. Because they're not going to. The best we can hope for this season, I think, is fifth place, but a bit of positivity around the club and around the stadium and people to actually enjoy going to watch Manchester United again. And I think that that is what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can do for 6 months.
Ali, you have got another name that you want to put in that caretaker role, don't you?
I do, yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hello, mate. Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
I think one of the key parts of what you have to do in the interim is bring the feeling to Old Trafford, bring the identity of the club back, and the only person that I think that can do that in the interim is Ryan Giggs. And, you know, this whole thing of managing a club as well as a national team is not something that's done anymore, but back in the day used to be done quite frequently. So I think that he should lay the foundations for Pochettino to come in the summer. And I know a lot of people are talking about why would he leave Tottenham, but it's only Tottenham, lads, and he's going to be coming to Old Trafford. And, you know, I think he knows that there's a ceiling at Tottenham, especially now that they have to pay off their new stadium. So there's no reason why Giggsy can't manage the club for 6 months while holding on to the
Wales. I think there is a reason, mate. I think there really is. I don't think Wales would allow that, and I don't think Manchester United would allow him to continue at Wales either. And I also don't think that Ryan Giggs would be happy leaving a job at the national team to come and manage United for 6 months.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's the case. I don't know if Wales would let him go. I think, as far as United are concerned, if you've got the right backroom staff helping him out, I think, well, look, whether it's Giggsy or not, I think we should be going for Poch in the summer, and that we should be bringing in someone to lay the foundations between now and then, someone to bring in the youth players. If we're only finished fifth or going to try fourth at best, We need to be bringing in the likes of Gomez, of Chong, of Pereira starting in the first team and laying the foundation for whoever comes in the summer. When we brought in Mourinho, it was a knee-jerk reaction for instant success. We can't make that same mistake again. We have to lay the foundations for the next 10, 20 years at the club.
And you know what, talking about laying down the foundations as well, you mentioned a load of young players last just then, mate. Webber, you were at the game last night, yes, weren't you? You said it was one of the best United performances you've seen.
Yeah, it was a great game. Obviously, Chelsea were a cup holder. I think they've won it five times out of the last 6 years, you know. United have gone in with a great performance. Greenwood again, you know, he scored an hat-trick, the kids.
Some of the goals, look.
And if you see all the goals he took, well, you know, he great player, hopefully can make it. I know people going about other players have been at a level like Campbell and people like that, and they never actually made it, and Wilson properly, but I think the kid's got a great future. I'd love him to be involved with the first team. Now I think he's good enough.
Well, that, you know, what, now?
Yeah, I think he's good enough to not to start, but to being around that first team. I know we changed him quite a lot. Being that squad, obviously on the bench against Valencia, he's got that pace, Gaz. And he's got something about him. You can see him looking at him. He's got the arrogance about him. What'll make him the player?
How exciting would it be, like, next United game at Old Trafford, someone like Ollie leading us out with Mason Greenwood ready to come on to make his Man United
debut? Get that bit.
Do you not think that would be such a morale?
Yeah, but just look at it, though. If Mourinho don't get sacked, we play Reading in a cup, Greenwood scores again before he plays, and you can imagine him playing wing-back. You can imagine him playing right wing back or something.
We have got Big Man Everton on the phone, who's going to be a fan club of this section. Big Man Everton, what do you want to say?
Well, basically, anyone who thinks around the world of England that the Man United team is not good enough to win the league, they need to think again, because when I come good. We have got the squad more than able and willing to win the league. It's all about having a manager to play the attacking emphasis of football as what the club was known from in the days when Sir Matt Busby had the likes of Bill Foulkes, Bobby Charlton, and Sir Vyd. Munich and all that.
And
we've got the.
Go on, mate.
Yeah, we've got Fred, who is 25 years of age. And anyone thinks around Manchester, all the Mourinho supporters that think he was not good enough. If he wasn't good enough, why did Shakhtar Donetsk beat City with him in the side?
I mean, yeah, but you can argue that. You can argue that about anyone. Loads of teams have beat City. You know what I mean? We can argue that about any team and any particular player. I've not seen anything from Fred to suggest that he's good enough for Manchester United.
I think he'll come good, mate.
I've not seen enough. And honestly, right, to say I don't agree with the fact that this team is good enough to win the Premier League. A back four of Antonio Valencia, Eric Bailly, Victor Lindelof and Luke Shaw isn't good enough to win the Premier League, in my opinion.
The Big Man Everton, thank you very much for your call.
We're going to take Big Man Everton.
Big Man Everton. Yes, it's on here, so I've got Big Man Everton, that's what it says. I've got a little question for you before the break, and then you can get your answers in during it. Which player has had the most appearances under Mourinho? So, pick a player, put it in the comments section, text us 87711, get your calls in for the last 20 minutes of the show, 0345 111 76 25, and we'll be right back after this.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
With you for around about another 10 minutes, this is the full-time Devils takeover of XS Manchester. My name is Joe, and with Gaz and Webby in the studio. Jose Mourinho was sacked by Manchester United this morning, so we're bringing you a big phone in, having your say. Before the break, I asked you which player has received the most appearances under Jose Mourinho. What were you all going for?
At first I said Matic, then I thought about it, and it'll be a goalie, won't it?
Valencia.
I can tell you, with 125 appearances, Marcus Rashford. Most appearances for Manchester United. So well done. Pat yourselves on the back there. That was confirmed by producer Chris, who just gave me a nod.
Is that
right?
That's 125. Marcus Rashford.
Get it right, mate. Get it right. I just read all the answers. We're going to go to Zane. How you doing, mate? Zane, you're through to full-time Devils. What do you want to say?
Hi there, guys. Thought I'd call in and tell you how I felt when I got the news. I was actually in a class today, and I was a bit shocked at the same time, but I had a mixed bit of emotion because I really wanted to see Jose Mourinho succeed at the club, and I'm sure a lot of others probably would have in addition to that. But I mean, he's gone now, and I'm just looking forward to seeing who will take this role. But with Solskjaer, I mean, you know, is he really the right man to take us? That could be questionable. But he has to be Pochettino. I mean, people have mentioned about Zidane. They've mentioned in regards to Simeone. He has to be Pochettino at the end of it. I think he's the right man for the job. For the remaining months, I don't know if Solskjaer's the right man, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's only for. It's not a case of Solskjaer or Pochettino, though, is it? It's a case of Solskjaer then Pochettino.
No, you're right. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is for these months that we have left, is Solskjaer really the right option? Does he have that mindset to unite the players the way we need them? I'm not too sure about that.
Who else does?
It's a difficult one. I would have loved to see Giggs in there, but again, Giggs got constraints with the Welsh club. And honestly, right now, I'm thinking really hard. Mm. I mean, one guy said to me, Gus Hiddink,
I mean, that would be one. Sue Hall, thank you very much. Zane, thank you very much for your call. We've got Adam McCullough ready to come on, but we've just got one more caller before Adam. Sue Hall, is that your name?
Sahail, yeah. How you doing?
Sorry, I got it wrong, mate. Sahail, mate. You're through to full-time Devils. Right. What do you want to say?
Just a quick one, really. I reckon we go with Zidane in the short term, not long term, just to the end of the season. The reason I say it, people might think I'm talking nonsense, but we're still in the Champions League. He's got experience of doing a good cup run. I think the only way we're going to get in the Champions League next year is if we win it. We're not going to do anything in the league. The league's a bit of a write-off. We're pretty much going to be safe in sixth. No one's going to touch us. We're not really going to trouble anyone above us. But I think it's more about getting the players used to big occasions, big experiences. We've still got City, Liverpool, Chelsea to come to Old Trafford this year. I think we do have a bit of a chance in the Champions League. I mean, we're in the last 16. Not a big chance. We're probably one of the sort of underdogs at the minute, but we're still in the mix, aren't we? So I think Solskjaer, while it'll be a good fairy tale story, I don't think it's going to work out too well for him.
Just going on what you're saying about Zidane there, obviously, I can't see him coming for 6 months. I think he's too much of a... Don't get me wrong, I understand what you're saying. Like, he took a bit of a break, but if you look at that, obviously, what saved his job for the years, he won the Champions League, and don't get me wrong, the players he had on his disposal were unbelievable, but it was a very, very poor second, like we was to City against Barcelona. Now, would he take it? Would he have him there? Of course. Yeah. Dead right, I'd have him there. But I think
we... sorry, mate. I think we offer people enough money to come to United, and it's hard to say, but it's the truth. If you look at a lot of the players that we've got at the minute on Mourinho, the mercenaries, they come for the money, but they should be coming for the name. So I think in the short term, if we have to do it to get Zidane in with the hope of getting the best out of the players, maybe getting the best out of people like Martial, who we want to tie down long term, and that might get him to do that in the short term. Right. I think it could be a good idea.
I just can't picture a scenario where Zidane says yes to that. I cannot picture any possibility of Zidane saying yes to that. We might as well say we could go and get Ancelotti for 6 months. I can't. There's no way he's going to be happy with taking the Man United job for 6 months. This is what I was saying about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I'm not saying that that is the standard of manager that we're going to have to go for 6 months, because any other manager would be offended.
Do you think, really, though, because from what I heard when Zidane left Madrid, not that I know too much about what goes on in Madrid, he sort of couldn't deal with the pressure long-term. And I think with Pochettino long-term...
I think he
won the Champions League 3 times, but if we're looking at United, we want a proper manager for next five years or so, which would be a good thing to get, especially in this day and age, and Pochettino's going to do that. I think maybe with Zidane, it could work both ways. It could be an incentive to come to England and see if it is something that he likes to look of. And a lot of people saying if Solskjaer comes and he performs really well, look at offering him the job long-term. Well, why not do the same with Zidane? If the money's good enough for him to come over and he has got that idea of managing in England, which other big club in England is really going to have a vacancy anytime soon?
True. Thank you very much for your call, mate. And now we've got Adam McCullough on the line. How are you doing, Adam?
What's going on, lad? You all right?
I'm very well, mate. What have you made of it all, this whirlwind of a day?
It's an absolute madness. I had Trev phoning me a minute ago, like, hey, you finally got what you want.
Oh, Trev from Full Time Devils, I bet he was.
Block him, Adam, block him.
I don't know, I'm not feeling happy about it. Obviously, I feel a little bit of relief, a little bit of surprise. But I think it is the right decision. But ultimately, what I said before still stands. Jose Mourinho deserved to get sacked for the results, for the performance of the team, for his man management. But ultimately, now we need to put something into place, because Ed Woodward needs to realise he's been a failure in terms of footballing decisions. Commercially, he's been a massive success. Yeah. But footballing decisions, he's been a massive failure. And he now needs to realise that, because I don't think he will. He's a bit arrogant, and I don't think he will. But if he does, and he realises that, he'll know that he needs someone in there to help him with footballing decisions long-term. Now, the sound of Solskjaer, it's not ideal. Obviously, he's a huge club legend, and I think that's the only thing that will help him in terms of giving him time. He's a little bit experienced with Mulder, but in the Premier League, he didn't pull up trees and he wasn't great with Cardiff. Obviously, different set of players, but I think the remit's different for the next 6 months. Yeah. All it is build the spirit back up, get everybody feeling good again so that a new manager can take over with a little bit of a feel-good factor. Ancelotti's at Napoli. He's never going to come in. Hiddink's in the Chinese setup at the moment. He's never going to come in. And I don't think Zidane's going to take a six-month role.
It's not going to happen.
A little bit disrespectful to offer someone 6 months, especially if they're a manager that, you know, wants to take it. Now, Solskjaer is someone that's dreamed of this and wants this, and he may see it as a little bit of a trial. So I'm not surprised if he takes it. Mulder's season is, I think, over until March, so he'll probably miss 2 months for them. But ideally, you just want to see a little bit of happiness and enthusiasm in the squad, and a lot of players now need to show that, okay, it was the manager and it wasn't me, because a lot of players have had fingers pointed at them. We may agree or disagree, whatever that is, but now these lads need to step up and say, look, you know, it was the manager that was holding us back and not vice versa, like some believe. So it's an interesting time for the club, but we've got some big decisions to make, and we need to make the correct ones. But I just want to enjoy going to the game again, man.
I want to stay on the canal, Adam.
Adam, we've just got to try and get one more caller on, Adam, so thank you for your call, mate. Check out your video outside Old Trafford as well. Full Time Devils, I saw that round-up video. It was good. You nearly had a little smile on your face at the first minute, didn't you?
No way,
Adam McCullough, go check out that video. Full Time Devils now. Right, I said we get a couple more callers on. Chris, mate, you're one of the final callers on the show. What do you want to say?
Hi guys, how you doing? Massive fan of Full Time Devils.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Chris. I've been listening in. First off,
the dark cloud has gone, finally. It has been a breath of fresh air. That was the best news I've had in months. Now that he's gone, we can just refocus and really get back to what Man United is all about, which is attacking football, which is about bringing youth through. Now, it's an important time for the club. We've got 6 months to try and sort of sort out really what we want to do. I like Adam McCullough's video earlier on when he was talking about getting a director of football in and getting our house sorted out. We can work on that whilst we sort out the next 6 months. I like the idea of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but his record's not great. If you're going to bring him in, maybe give him some support, maybe someone like a Rene Mullenstein, if I've said his name right, as a second, just to give him that support and help him through for the next 6 months. We just want to get the mood back. We want to start playing our football again. So we don't need to worry about, oh, we're going to win this trophy, have a deep run in the FA Cup, all that nonsense for now. We just want to get it sorted. Longer term, I actually really like the idea of Leonardo Jardim. I thought he'd done brilliantly at Monaco. I think he has an idea of bringing youth players through. I like him as a sort of long-term solution. But what I would want to do, ideally, and this would sort of be the dream, the next Alex Ferguson thing, even though we're past that, I want to really see Ryan Giggs go to the World Cup with Wales. I really want to see him earn his stripes as a manager. I want to see him do that. And if he does really well, because his managerial career started off quite good with Wales, then bring him in. So let him have 2 years with the Welsh team. Let him do that. But for now, you're only going to show. I like Laurent Blanc as well. He managed a massive team at PSG. We're playing PSG. Can't hurt.
Chris, I've got to just stop you there because we've just run out of time. But Chris, we're back on Thursday. You make sure you give us a call Thursday. And Damien's on the line as well. Chris, we'll get your number down. I'll make sure I give you a bell, mate.
Cheers, mate.
And Damien, who's on the line as well, we want to start the show with you. Sorry we can't get you on at the time being. Webby, thank you very much for coming on. Such short notice. And guys, get some sleep. Thank you very much for watching and listening. Get the podcast if you've missed it. This has been the Full Time Devils Takeover Excess Manchester. And we're over and out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.